Far out on the comet's tail. After Thomas Tranströmer. Far out on the comet's tail, where light becomes memory, there is an unmooring, a possibility of meeting oneself in an exchange of energy. An expert on NPR shatters the cold of this January with his theory of recollection. What we thought we were made of is singed, warped, sifted. Our airship beats away with no destination, pulses with a bolero ostinato, or fades into a walk across the street. Near the end, we stand on wobbling particles. Ahead we see unremembered infancies. Here there is no denial of earthly change. On the far end, we cast lures into a Bethesda pool, gathering mercy and disgrace. Remember how your spine folded halfway through the journey. Remember how it felt when everything fell away. How proud you were buying rugs for your mother, when your bones could take the weight. We get smaller as we speed up. Even as we tarry, we hope someone is watching for our return. But we don't care what they think. When my grandfather died, I touched his wooden fingers and knew he would no longer shake out an insistent rhythm. As we head toward the sun, it's not so hard to imagine the knots in our knuckles splintering into wispy white birds.